It takes a long time to realize how truly miserable you are, and even longer to see that it doesn't have to be that way. Only after you give up everything can you begin to find a way to be happy.
That quote you just heard was spoken by a hamster named Cuddly Whiskers, a character in the show, BoJack Horseman. Good morning, and welcome to Bueno's Bedroom. Lay back and be in bliss. For today's break from the basic, I'm going to be talking about a show that I've always held very close to my heart called BoJack Horseman, because of the example it sets on representing mental illness in media. The story of the show mostly centers on our titular washed-up 90s sitcom star, BoJack Horseman, as he tries to re-enter the spotlight over a decade after his glory days. He struggles with finding his inner demons as every attempt or success he has at re-establishing himself as a star leave him unfulfilled. Personally, I would argue that BoJack Horseman is the most authentic portrayal of mental illness in television and film. There are many shows that take the subject of mental illness and create archetypal characters that have little depth beyond their condition. BoJack Horseman goes all in and accurately portrays mental illness to the point where it's so realistic, it's jarring.
Go talk to her, idiot. Drink first. No, you stupid alcoholic. Talk to your daughter. You're ruining her. You know that, right? No matter what, your poison is already in her. There's nothing you can do. That's not true. Yeah, it is, you stupid piece of shit. You're a real stupid piece of shit. And everywhere you go, you destroy people. Of course your mother never loved you. What do you expect? That's why Sarah Lynn died. That's why Charlotte will never forgive you. What are you going to do to Hollyhock? What are you going to do, asshole? Shut up!
Despite half of this show's cast being anthropomorphic animals, it is unapologetically human. This intention is supported by a quote from the show's creator, Raphael Bob Wachsberg. The goal was never like, let's really create and expose, let's really investigate this kind of thing, let's diagnose BoJack in a certain way. The idea was to take a character trope that is maybe a little archetypal, or that we've seen before, but really believing in it and trying to be honest and respectful to it. The show's creator is right. Show producers should be mindful of these sensitive topics. There is a lot at stake when you're not respectful to serious subjects such as mental illness. With BoJack Horseman, the show creators have been very careful when recreating these relatable and accurate depictions of what it's like to live with a disease that makes you think you are a poison. It makes those who struggle feel seen. When shows neglect being careful with the representation of serious issues, we have cases like 13 Reasons Why, a show that has disobeyed all of the guidelines for the portrayal of suicide in media, published by Mental Health Professionals for Reporting on Suicide.org. After the release of the first season, there was a significant increase in teen suicide rate between the ages of 10 and 17 by 28.9%. The example BoJack Horseman provides should become a standard that all shows and films strive for, lest their portrayals of mental illness have a negative effect on their audience. The final season of BoJack Horseman will drop in late January, and I am not ready for it, but I am glad to have had the show through my worst of times and feel that I am not alone. And I hope other creators uphold its standard for the representation of mental illness in media. I'll close out with a hopeful quote from BoJack, reflecting on the professional help he finally sought out in the latest season.
Some days it feels like you're not progressing at all. Other days you think, well, maybe a little. The main thing I think about is how stupid I am that I didn't do this sooner. I wasted so many years being miserable because I assumed that was the only way to be. I don't want to do that anymore.